Section 5 Self-Examination Concerning Secret Sins. I shall now propose to you to examine yourselves, whether you do not live in some secret sin. Whether you do not live in the neglect of some secret duty, or secretly live in some practice which is offensive to the pure and all-seeing eye of God. Here you should examine yourselves concerning all secret duties, as reading, meditation, secret prayer. Whether you attend those at all, or if you do, whether you do not attend them in an unsteady and careless manner. You should also examine yourselves concerning all secret sins. Strictly inquire what your behavior is, when you are hid from the eye of the world, when you are under no other restraints than those of conscience, when you are not afraid of the eye of man, and have nothing to fear but the all-seeing eye of God. Here, among many other things which might be mentioned, I shall particularly mention two. 1. Inquire whether you do not live in the neglect of the duty of reading the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures were surely written to be read. And unless we be popish in our principles, we shall maintain that they were not only given to be read by ministers, but by the people too. It doth not answer the design for which they were given, that we have once read them, and that we once in a great while read something in them. They were given to be always with us, to be continually conversed with, as a rule of life. As the artificer must always have his rule with him in his work. And the blind man that walks must always have his guide by him. And he that walks in darkness must have his light with him. So the Scriptures were given to be a lamp to our feet, and a light to our path. That we may continually use the Scriptures as our rule of life, we should make them our daily companion, and keep them with us continually. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. See also Deuteronomy 6:6-9. So Christ commands us to search the Scriptures, John 5:39. These are the minds wherein we are to dig for wisdom as for hidden treasures. Inquire, therefore, whether you do not live in the neglect of this duty, or neglect it so far, that you may be said to live in a way of sin. 2. Inquire whether you do not live in some way of secretly gratifying some sensual lust. There are many ways and degrees, wherein a carnal lust may be indulged. But every way is provoking to a holy God. Consider whether, although you restrain yourselves from more gross indulgences, you do not, in some way or other, and in some degree or other, secretly from time to time gratify your lusts, and allow yourselves to taste the sweets of unlawful delight. Persons may greatly provoke God, by only allowedly gratifying their lusts in their thoughts and imaginations. They may also greatly provoke God by excess and intemperance in gratifying their animal appetites in those things which are in themselves lawful. Inquire, therefore, whether you do not live in some sinful way or other, in secretly gratifying a sinful appetite.